From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. 2019 was an exceptional year for Utah's housing market, according to the Salt Lake Board of Realtors. And at its annual housing forecast event this morning, it said Utahns can expect more of the same in 2020. But as KUER's John Reed reports, that's not good news for everyone.
At today's event, James Wood of the University of Utah's Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute said the state's economic expansion has been great for realtors and homeowners. The median home price is expected to hit $400,000 this year. But it's a different story for anyone on the outside looking in.
It's the most difficult period for a greater percentage of households to get into the market. Many households can't even get into the rental market.
Wood says that as the population grows, affordability will still be one of Utah's biggest challenges. And he expects current trends, like more people living together and smaller, denser housing, to continue into the next decade. Chris Herbert of Harvard Center for Housing Studies says Utah's housing prices have risen more sharply than the rest of the country. So even if interest rates stay low, there's still the down payment.
I think the big story in Utah is not so much whether you can afford the mortgage payment, is where you come up with the cash.
He hopes to see more policies geared towards helping people make those down payments, like a publicly funded match savings plan. John Reed, KUER News.
Earlier this week, the Bureau of Land Management announced that it has withdrawn approval of 175 drilling permits near Desolation and Nine Mile Canyon in eastern Utah. The agency approved the permits in 2018, and conservation groups appealed that decision to the state BLM office. Landon Newell is a staff attorney with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance. He says the permits would have had significant impacts on wildlife habitat and archaeological sites in the area.
So that is now all thankfully not going to be subject to the sights and sounds of industrialization in this area.
But with gas prices low, Newell says it's unclear if the operator will reapply for the same or revised drilling permits. Salt Lake City is hosting open houses this month to update residents on the progress of rebuilding its water reclamation facility. The facility, which treats wastewater, is 55 years old. New construction will help it meet new water quality standards and is expected to cost $700 million. Officials are encouraging residents to share their views on the architecture and possible public uses for the facility in the public information sessions. Many parts of our region are experiencing high levels of flu activity right now. Camila Kudelska reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the flu season began early this year. However, there hasn't been a huge uptick in hospitalization and deaths. But it has been an unusual season. Usually, influenza A is dominant early on, which tends to make adults much sicker. This year is different. Keegan McCalfrey is with the Utah Department of Health.
We are seeing mostly influenza B. About 65% of cases have flu B right now, and it's been that way for the whole season so far. And normally we see flu B in the spring.
And flu B tends to make children get sicker. McCalfrey says many of the hospitalizations so far in his state have been children. He adds it's not too late to get a flu shot. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Camila Kudelska.
Snow coated the roads during the morning commute near Salt Lake City today. The National Weather Service reports the storm dropped up to 5 inches within about 4 hours. In the mountains, some places saw more than a foot of snow. The Utah Highway Patrol says state government workers and some schools started on a delay, helping keep the number of accidents on icy roads to a relatively low 75. Other snowy days have seen hundreds of crashes. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.